My name is Aaron Copeland, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Sometimes people think I'm a Westerner because of the music I've composed. Listen to this bit of my music and see if you can hear something that might make people think I'm from the West. I've written quite a lot of music about America. In fact, I wrote the music you just heard. It's from my ballet, Billy the Kid. We've all acted out stories and ideas without speaking. Now, this is exactly what happens in this ballet. Parts of Billy's life story are told through dance and music. When I have the job of telling a story that takes place in a certain part of America, I sometimes use songs or dances from that part of the country to help tell the story. In Billy the Kid, I used some cowboy songs to help the dancers tell a cowboy story. In the music you just heard, many of you probably recognized Great Granddad and Get Along Little Dogies. The orchestra, of course, doesn't play the melodies as a cowboy might sing them. As you know, most folk song melodies are quite short. When you sing a folk song, you don't mind hearing the same melody over and over because the words to each verse are different. But when an orchestra plays a tune, it can become very monotonous if it's played over and over the same way each time. I'll show you something I did to Great Granddad and Get Along Little Dogies to make them more interesting and to make them fit a particular part of the Billy the Kid story. You first heard Great Granddad played by a piccolo. I changed the melody just a little from the way it's usually sung. Here's my version. Then I thought it might be interesting to use a phrase of Great Granddad followed by a phrase of Get Along Little Dogies. The two tunes could take turns for a while. I'll use the piano again to show you how that works, playing one tune with my left hand and the other with my right hand. A composer like myself doesn't always borrow melodies or themes for his music. He can make up his own themes, but can make them sound as if they belong to a certain part of the country. I decided to write my own melody or theme, but make it sound like an American folk dance tune. Part of the composer's job is to imagine himself a part of the story he's telling through music. I had to pretend I was attending the celebration dance in order to compose the right kind of music for it. Here's the melody I composed. Now you might like to hear how the celebration dance sounds when the orchestra plays it. You've heard how I used two cowboy songs in Billy the Kid by treating them in my own way, and how I composed all the music for the celebration dance. For another ballet I wrote, called Rodeo, I borrowed a genuine fiddle tune which has been played in America since the first settlers moved west. The final section of Rodeo is called Hoedown. Here's the tune played on a fiddle. Notice I said fiddle, because you never call a violin when it plays this kind of music. I said about folk tunes needing to be changed when they're played over and over. When we're dancing, we don't mind hearing the same tune many times because the dance steps change somewhat each time. But when we're just listening, we want some variety. One way is to change the harmonies each time the tune appears. Here's an example of how I use just one chord to emphasize the rhythm and character of part of the tune. Now here's the chord by itself. And here it is, joined to the melody. Now let's listen to the whole orchestra play Hoedown as I wrote it.
Thank you.
One more thing I want to tell you about is a letter that was written to a newspaper in London after Hoedown was heard there. A lady wrote to ask where this American composer, Aaron Copland, had come across that old Scottish tune he used in Hoedown. This made me realize that this fiddle tune, which I thought was strictly American, had been played in Scotland long before the pioneers came to this country. I hope you've enjoyed hearing how I paint musical pictures of America, both by weaving folk tunes into my music and by writing music entirely from my own imagination.